Mr. Chairman, and friends, and enemies if I have any. Tonight, as you've already heard, tonight we come to our sixth talk. And when it's finished, in an hour or hour and a quarter's time, we shall be three quarters of the way through our present autumn series of talks. And we will have dealt with six out of our seven themes from the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, a Mahayana Buddhist scripture. By this time, we've got, I think, some idea of the nature of the Vimalakirti Nirdesha. We've had, perhaps even, some experience of the magic of a Mahayana Sutra. And one of the things that we've noticed, I think, is that the Vimalakirti Nirdesha is a very rich work indeed. It contains quite a number of different elements. It contains pieces of straightforward, doctrinal exposition in which some of the profoundest philosophical themes of Buddhism are adumbrated. It contains also passages of lavish description, including descriptions of all sorts of magical feats and happenings. It contains poetry, even poetry in the more formal sense of the term. It contains specimens of biography and autobiography and reminiscence. We might even say it contains episodes of high drama. And it even contains, believe it or not, quite a bit of humour. So that altogether, it is a very rich, a very complex work indeed. Especially when one considers how short, in fact, the Vimalakirti Nirdesha is. It consists of only 14 quite brief chapters. And the English translation of the whole work consists of about 100 pages, that's all. The Vimalakirti Nirdesha is no longer, in fact, than a long, short story. Yet at the same time, it's full of insights, it's full of inspiration. And it brings together quite a number of very important themes, as I've called them. And in the course of this series, we've time to consider only seven of these themes, taken from seven different chapters of the work. So, tonight, we come to the way of non-duality. And this theme, tonight's theme, is taken from chapter 9 of the work, which is entitled The Dharma Door of Non-Duality. The Dharma Door of Non-Duality. Last week's theme, most of you I think will recall, was history versus myth in man's quest for meaning. And it was taken from chapter 5, where Vimalakirti and Manjushri come face to face, where they have their vigorous dialectical exchanges, Where Vimalakirti explains that he is sick because beings are sick, and where he explains also how a sick Bodhisattva should control his mind.